Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 922 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. All right, now here's today's question from Joe.
Hi, Pat. This is Joe from London, UK, and I'm at joe.gg. I'm recently pivoting off a business idea that didn't quite work out, and I'm instead focusing on building up my own personal brand to be able to offer value to people and create products and services based on that. I'm moving into well-being coaching in topics and relatable topics such as self-improvement, mental health, and that kind of thing. I'd like to be able to create products in that service area eventually in the longer term, but right now I'm still finding my craft, so I'm planning on doing coaching, and in order to do that I'm doing a coaching course that has got a good accreditation governing body. But my question is, if I don't really have that accreditation yet in the field I want to work in, can I still provide these services and create products in this area I do know a lot about? And how do you get around being confident about your specialism if you don't necessarily have the piece of paper to prove it? Thanks, Pat, for everything you do. It's appreciated. Bye.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the question. To quickly counter your statement or your question of, hey, am I going to be qualified to do this if I don't have a piece of paper? I know a lot of people who have those pieces of paper who are still not yet qualified to do what it is that they do. And so I don't think the piece of paper matters very much, especially when you're building a personal brand and you can make real connections with people. The help that you offer others and the service that you offer others based on your experience, based on trust, based on authority, and based on honesty, the last one's really important. Because you don't want to pretend like you're somebody who knows more than what you know and offered services related to that. You want to be very real and authentic and honest with people along the way. But it's that trust and authenticity and knowledge and experience that you have personally that can help and serve others. And no, you don't need a piece of paper to do that in most cases. There are some cases, at least in the U.S., where you have to have certification of some kind in order to train for certain things. And if what it is that you are training about, you would just want to make sure, obviously, that that's not what you're doing. Or if it is, you want to make sure you get that training. I know, especially related to health and fitness, there's certain things that you need before you can actually start teaching people stuff in a legit way. And that makes sense because a lot of those things, you can really injure people. Just like architecture, right? Like in order to literally help design a building for somebody and have plans drawn up that then get built out by a contractor, and engineers, I mean, you have to have an architecture license, or you have to have somebody on the project who has a license, because a building, if not built correctly or designed correctly, can fall down and hurt people and kill people. So, you know, that's why you need an architecture license. And in many cases, you need that license. But in others, you don't. I didn't go to business school. I don't have an MBA. And yet I've helped tens of thousands of people start a side job or a full-time job, or help quit their jobs and now then spend more time with their family, or be able to go on vacations when they couldn't before, or, you know, supplement their income in a way that they never thought was possible, right? I didn't have qualifications, quote, qualifications to do that, But my qualification was I had my own experience building my own business that I was able to then share those experiences with others, both the wins and failures, the mistakes made along the way, so that others wouldn't experience those same things. Now, Joe, when you help other people, I think the testimonials you get and the proof of what it is that you have to offer is going to be your best bet and your best use of how you can help others realize that you have something to offer. So what I would do in the beginning is if this is something you're starting out with, I would try and reach out to people. And yes, you can experiment and see if you can get validation through having them pay you for some services or things that you can offer them or work or coaching. But even if not, doing it for free can be a great way to just get in and hone in on your skills, for one, but also get people under your belt who you know you've helped, who can then be ambassadors for you and what you have to offer. So Joe, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I want to wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt as well for having your question featured here on the show. And for all of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day. This is actually a Spanish proverb, and that is, tomorrow is often the busiest day of the year. Should it be, though? I think we should work to try and have tomorrow be the not busiest day of the year or the most relaxed day of the year. Now, not always possible, and I'm in the middle of a launch right now, so maybe this Spanish proverb is true for me at this very moment. But after the launch is over, I hope to flip that around and say tomorrow will be the most relaxed day ever. Anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.